You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.TV. Enjoy.
Call on the name of Jesus, and he has redeemed me from the curse of the law and the spirit of life. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I break the power of sin and death tonight over every person on this platform. You went to the witch doctor. Is there a reason you went?
Yes. At the time, I had a servant who was Sangoma.
You went because what?
Of a servant that was working for me, and she was a Sangoma, and I believed that she put a curse on me.
Break it over you in Jesus' name. Never again. Never again. What happened? You went to the witch doctor.
Yes.
Why?
Financial problem.
Financial breakthrough.
And
now there's a curse of poverty.
And fighting at home with my brother.
Jesus is going to bless you from this moment forward. You're going to see the power of the blessing. Release. There goes. I break its power in Jesus' name. Break its power in Jesus' name. Break its power in Jesus' name. Whew. You went to the witch doctor.
I did.
Why?
Because I wanted the father of my children just to see me.
You wanted your children. I'm asking, you know why I'm asking them to tell me why? Because Jesus, in his love and mercy, he's offering freedom and deliverance, and he wants to show that his power is greater than the power of any witchcraft. And what the witch doctor could not do, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is going to do. Right now, over you and your children, I release the blessing. Oh, and I break the power of witchcraft in Jesus' mighty name. And the curse is broken in Jesus' mighty name. And the power of the Holy Ghost fill you now. Whoo, come here, sweetheart. You went to the witch doctor?
No, I didn't went. They just bewitched my son. He's now...
This is your son cursed by the witch doctor. I have this woman's son that's had a curse put on him.
Now he's mentally disturbed and he...
Lord, I pray that the power of the curse spoken over the boy that's gripped his mind, break it in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, 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 there goes. There goes. There goes. There goes. Hallelujah. Has anybody in the room ever had a curse put on them that you know of? Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up in front of your television. Stand up in front of the computer. This is the first time in 45 days. I don't know that it'll happen again in the next 45 days. I just want to make it clear. I'm not a run around breaking curses kind of a guy. I haven't written any books on breaking curses. I mean, I'm not a demon behind every bush kind of a guy. But when I follow the Holy Ghost, and I was praying today and God changed my message. He said, I want you to deal with the curse of death and witchcraft. I want you to break the power of the curse that's come upon people. You know, the scripture that came to me, I'm going to read it. Stay standing. Stay standing. I'm going to read the scripture. Scripture the Lord gave me out of Proverbs chapter 26. This is what the Lord spoke to me. Proverbs 26. Reading in verse 2. Like a fitting sparrow, like a flying swallow, a curse without cause shall not land. A curse without cause cannot land. We don't have to be afraid of the curse. Because a curse without cause cannot land. But the Lord's been speaking to me today about the curse has been able to land because people have given willful decision by going to the witch doctor. See, the curse cannot land without cause. But when you position your life in disobedience or sin or go to the witch doctor, we come out from under the covering of God's blessing. But tonight, in the name of Jesus... We're breaking the power of every curse that was ever spoken. Every tongue that's risen up against you in judgment, we're going to break its power all over this room. And I need to do this because then the miracles and the healings that are going to be released tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command every demonic curse that's been spoken, every demonic curse that's been released over families and churches and ministries and bodies, I command the power of the curse to be broken now in the name of Jesus. And I command the effects of that curse to come off of your body, to come off of your finances, to come off of your church and ministry now, to come off of the gift and the anointing now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we release the power of the blessing. We release life and we release healing. We say the curse is broken by the blood of Jesus. Let every curse be broken, every word curse, every death curse. Somebody in the room has had 3 car accidents, nearly died. 3 freak accidents to a woman in the room right now. In the last 18, 20 months, 3 events in your life, life-threatening events. Who is that? Somebody in the room. I want to pray for you. I'm going to break that curse over you. There's somebody in the room. 3 traumatic events where your life in the last 18 to 20 months, something happened. I want to break that curse over you right now. What's happening there? See, this is just being set free right now. Is there anybody else on the platform? Come here.
Todd, this man went to the witch doctor last year to receive a blessing.
And what happened after?
Well, life went bad.
Your life went worse.
I was in rebellion and left home.
You went to the witch doctor to get a blessing. And now your life, a year later, is a mess. You believe Jesus can put it back together and release the blessing? I've seen it work. Close your eyes. You repented. And now I command the curse that came on your life, poverty, disaster, command it to break off right now in Jesus' name. Release the blessing. What's happened here, Jonathan?
The lady said 3 car accidents.
I just had a specific word about a life, a woman's life, 3 times, 3 accidents, and the enemy has tried to take you out. It's been a curse of death over your family. And I sense, I don't know if you've had a premature death, somebody, a brother or a sister, somebody's died prematurely.
My cousin died of cancer.
There's a spirit of death. And I'm telling you, somehow in your family line, this thing's come against you and others in your family. And I'm going to break it tonight. And the death and cancer curse will be broken. Oh, I feel a pain in my right side right now. Oh, right under my... There it goes. Something just happened. I felt like a knife just went through my body. If you're watching tonight, this is a different meeting. There's a deliverance anointing here tonight. There are people in the room that are going to get touched and healed. If something starts happening to your body physically, I see somebody with nauseousness and vomiting, a stomach disorder and dizzy spells, nauseousness and vomiting. Who is that right now? I want you to come forward. I'm going to pray for you. There's a couple of people over here to my left, and Lord's going to deliver you right now in Jesus' mighty name. When the pain went through my body, I just felt it. I feel the Lord speaking to me about a breast cancer on the right side, like a tumor on the breast. Is there anybody in the room, a woman with a tumor or a cancer in the breast? I want to pray for you if that's you. Can you just stand up and just wave one hand at me if that's you? I just believe the Lord's going to touch you right under the arm. Come on right up here, sweetheart. I just saw the Lord just set you free. There's going to be a healing anointing coming upon these people right now. If you're watching us and something's happening and you're watching at home and you want to reach us tonight, you want to respond to what's happening, respond to a word of knowledge, you can do that right now. Just put healing now in the subject line and send it to me. Send it to me right now, awakening@god.tv, and just put healing line in the subject, healing now, healing now, healing now in the subject line. Send me an email right now as you're watching. You want to respond to what's happening in the room or something's happening to you and you're watching. Well, you can reach out. We're going to pray for you on this platform tonight. Jonathan, what What word is this?
So this lady's got nauseousness and dizziness. She's had it for a long, long time.
It's a stomach disorder. Yes. It's a nervousness of the stomach and an anxiety thing that comes over you. And I'm going to break it at its root, and you'll be delivered and set free. It's the word of the Lord tonight by the anointing. There it goes in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else with a condition that would be called a nervousness? The nerves, a nervousness condition right now. The Lord's touching, delivering you right now in Jesus' mighty name. What's happening here? The breast cancer.
No, this is the lady.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
With the nauseousness.
The nauseousness, the vomiting. You were over here.
Yes.
Do you have any pain in your body right now?
Yes.
Where's the pain?
Pain is all over.
You have pain all through your chest, your throat, your stomach. You have pain physically right now? When I touch you with my hand, my hand is burning right now. When I touch you with my hand, you'll be set free and delivered. Do you believe that?
Yes.
It's the word of the Lord.
Yes.
So in the name of Jesus, there it goes. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. What's happening over here?
Todd, this woman has a growth on her right breast, and she's believing for the Lord to heal her.
This is the growth. Now, I haven't even got to the words of knowledge I wrote down on the piece of paper, but some things are just beginning to break out in the room. Now, I don't have to have a word or a word of knowledge, but if you're feeling something in your body right now as the anointing's moving, as we're breaking curses, you start feeling fire burning, heat, electricity. The Lord starts touching you and the anointing comes on your body. Just respond to that and come to the platform because the power of God's moving. And many of you, somebody's got a gripping pain that squeezes your chest. You have to stop to breathe. It's like could be an angina of the heart. Maybe you're watching. Somebody in the room, it's like it comes over you and it squeezes your chest, pain across your chest, pain in your heart, and you got to stop to breathe and catch your breath, the shortness of breath. I want to pray for you if that's you. Just come forward right now. If you're feeling anything in the room, and I want you to expect that God's going to touch you tonight, just start praying for your healing, praying for your miracle. The anointing is moving in the room. If you start feeling something physically, respond to the anointing and come forward. Somebody has a kidney failure, the left side. I feel pain in my left kidney. Something like a blunt force trauma came into your kidney. Something hit you in the kidney, and your kidney might have been crushed or bleeding. You have a kidney failure on the left side. If that's you, I want to pray for you. Somebody needs healing. It's just such a clear word. Could be watching me. Healing in Jesus' name. It's happening. Who's this here?
This is the lady with the growth on her
The
her
growth.
Chest.
I just had a word that the Lord would remove a growth on the right side. Do you believe that word?
Yes.
I mean, if Jesus could make a woman grow a breast that had cancer after it was removed, and that was a creative miracle, he could remove the growth and tumor. Growths and tumors are curses, and I break the curse of the growth in your breast in Jesus' name. Let it shrink tonight. Yeah.
Todd, this lady has nervousness, anxiety, shortness of breath. She's got the whole lot.
Lift your hands up. You're going to get set free tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of the Holy Spirit be upon you. And I command the nervousness, fear, and anxiety, nauseousness, vomiting, and dizziness, all of it, come out in Jesus' name. I have an unusual word. This happens like this when deliverance shows up. There are two people in this room. I believe they're two ladies. One could be younger, even a teenager. There are things that happen to you, like demonic visitation level. I never give words like this, but I just feel like you have been tormented, fear. Things that have come in the night, like even people could see angels, you see demons, things have happened. And I'm going to break this thing over your life. It's going to be a deliverance tonight. If you're in the room, it's even fearful to come forward because who wants to get open and honest about it? I saw a young girl. There's another woman in here. Now, how can I be obedient to the Lord? I don't know that it's the two coming forward. But even like a sexual thing, It's demonic that comes in the night. I've heard stories. I've been around the world and I've prayed for people that have had even demonic visitations of trauma and sexual nature. I just break it. Somebody watching me right now, you come out of the occult. You come out of Satanism and you've given your life to Jesus, but there's this bloodline, this curse, and you've never been up. You could be in the room even. And I'm going to break its power. But I'm telling you, it's a word of knowledge right now. And I'm breaking the power of witchcraft and the occult. And it's almost like this demonic sexual thing that's come against you in the night. I break its power in Jesus' name. The anointing is so different tonight. Michael.
Todd, both of these individuals have the same symptom. It's anxiety. It's nauseousness. It's fear. Why don't you guys come both come right over here. Just stand here, both
come and stand right here. I'm going to break this thing over you tonight, and you'll be healed in the name of Jesus. There goes. There goes. And you've had the same thing. Do you have any pain in your body right now?
No.
Do you get it in your chest or in your collarbone area? When it gets on you, the anxiety? Is it like a panic?
No, it's a lot of headaches. And
how long have you suffered with it? Be set free from it in Jesus' name. Be set free by the anointing. Come on, you could reach out and respond watching to the word of knowledge. Send us an email, awakening@GodTV. Put healing now, healing now, healing now. What's happening here?
Todd, this man has shortness of breath. He struggles to breathe, and that's why he's responding.
Is it asthma?
I'm not sure, sir.
Have you had a heart condition?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
You just get the squeezing in your chest and the breathing. Well, Lord, set him free in Jesus' name. Who's got a pacemaker? I just believe the Lord could heal somebody so perfectly that even the pacemaker in your heart could be gone in Jesus' name. Now, I haven't even got to these words I'm going to get to in a minute. Michael.
Todd, you had a word about chronic kidney failure.
The left kidney.
Yes, this is this man right here.
Did you have a blunt force trauma to the kidney?
Both my kidneys are not working.
Was there a trauma to your body? Something happened?
I don't know exactly what happened. I just got this and I'm on.
Do you have pain on your kidneys?
I'm on peritoneal dialysis.
Pain right now?
Yeah.
Lift your hands up. You have swelling in your body, like you're retaining water.
Yes. All over.
In the
body.
Name of Jesus Christ, be healed. Hallelujah. There's the power of God. Woo, it's awesome tonight. What's happening here, Jonathan?
Todd, this lady has shortness of breath every day. It affects her life to a really bad point, so she's come for healing tonight.
And people responding tonight, sending in prayer requests, I'm going to pray for them. Father, I command the power of God to break this thing over her right now. Let me tell you, I saw something. And I'm going to need you to respond. I saw a vision of somebody living on life support, like a respirator, a machine for oxygen. Does that make sense to anybody in the room? Do you know somebody, they're living on a respirator, was the word of the Lord. Is that you? A respirator, somebody. Can you come up here? I need to pray for this. If you're watching me right now and you're in a hospital, you're watching me somewhere in the world, there's life support. Somebody, it's a life and death. There's a respirator, a ventilator keeping somebody alive. They will be raised up and resurrected. That's the word of the Lord. I saw it in the spirit. You can reach out right now. Call the number on the screen. You could send us an email to awakening@god.tv and put respirator in the subject line. Would you do that? Put respirator, ventilator in the subject lines. I had this clear vision of somebody on life support with a respirator that was going to be raised up in the hospital. It's a word from the Lord. And we got people responding, Jonathan, right now that are watching the broadcast.
Absolutely.
What's happening here?
Todd, there's somebody from the UK who's just responding to the word and knowledge you had about the sexual attacks at night from demonic powers. Says she's been tormented
for
20 years. That's from Clara.
Break that over her, Lord. We break it over her in Jesus' name. 20 years of demonic torment, breaking it in the UK in Jesus' name.
Amen. We've got one from Finland, from Lena in Finland, who's tormented at night. She's responding to the word of knowledge about the car accidents. She keeps getting car accidents all the time.
We break the curse of trauma and accident over this woman watching in Finland right now, breaking the curse in Jesus' name.
And then there's one final one here from India. This is from Tina in India, who says that she's having multiple lumps that grow on her body, and she's praying for healing tonight.
Multiple lumps and growths on your body. I command every lump and growth to shrink right now in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty shout for shrinking lumps and growths right now in the name of Jesus.
Todd, this is the man that's responding to the word about being on the respirator.
You've been on a respirator. How long have you been using the respirator?
About 5 years.
5 years.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Years. Why do you use a respirator?
I've got emphysema.
I had a clear word from the Lord. The word of the Lord was respirator. I said, God, I never get a word, a respirator. I believe your lung disease is going to be healed tonight. Do you feel anything right now since I spoke the word and you came up here? Do you feel anything moving in your body? Anything happening?
Yes.
What are you feeling?
A warm feeling.
A warm feeling. How many of you believe this man who's been on a respirator for 5 years with emphysema lung disease, he's going to be the miracle tonight, right now? Right now, he's going to be the miracle. I command your lungs, emphysema of the lungs, the hardening of the lungs, I command your lungs to be made brand new flesh in Jesus' name. Somebody else watching me on life support, breathing, it's a ventilator. Send me an email right now. Put it in the subject line. Ventilator, respirator. God will heal you. Maybe another emphysema. Yeah.
For 14 months, this lady's been suffering with kidney failure on her left-hand side of her body.
See, I knew it was the left side. Do you have pain in your kidney?
Yes.
Did something happen? Was there a trauma? Something hit your body? Do you know?
No.
You just know that it's the left kidney. The Lord spoke to me, the left kidney and the pain in the kidney, and the anointing is going to come over you right now, and there's going to be healing in your kidney in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of the Holy Spirit go through your body right now. Woo, shakabakata. Look at her vibrating. She is vibrating under the power of God up here tonight in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, power moving in your body, power moving in your kidneys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Michael.
This woman's, they found a spot on her brain. They haven't completely figured it out, but she has epilepsy, fits, and...
Lord, let the power come over her brain. Jesus' name. Jonathan, we have more people responding.
This is a life and death message.
Come on, we got a life and death. I want people to stand up for life and death. I want life and death right now. Everybody watching tonight, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. Listen, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and I want the audience watching tonight to respond to what's happening in the room. You can send us a prayer request. You can tell us right now if there's a word of knowledge on the platform. You're watching the television. You can reach out. Just put in the subject line of your email what you're praying for. Jesus. But I want every life and death situation, every hospital, every stage 4 cancer, every kidney failure, I want you to respond right now to the anointing that's moving, because God is going to heal you. I'm telling you right now, life and death. You can send us an email, put life and death in the subject line. You can reach out to us right now. What's the situation, Jonathan? Because this the church is going to pray with me tonight in Pretoria.
Amen. This is from J-Ray. I don't know your full name, J-Ray, but you've sent this in tonight about Richard, who's tried to kill himself. He's tried to commit suicide.
That's the spirit of death again.
Amen, absolutely. He's currently on a respirator in Kanisa. I think it's Kanisa. I don't know the pronunciation, but Kanisa Hospital in South Africa.
In South Africa, there's a young man that's tried to commit suicide because he's hopeless, and now he's on a respirator. How many of you know that's the word of the Lord I had tonight? I'm going to command in the name of Jesus, spirit of death and suicide, hopelessness and despair, come off this young man now in Jesus' name. And I command the healing to come into his body and the healing to come into his lungs now in Jesus' name. And you could, I mean, if there's anybody in this room With such clinical depression, you've had hopelessness, despair, even suicide attempted, and you want to be set free, you come forward right now. Let me pray for you. Anybody with that torment, I'm telling you, I can break it. It's a spirit of death, hopelessness, clinical depression, suicide, torment, thoughts, voices in your head. You can be set free. If you'll just come forward and I'll pray for you. Just thank you tonight. Hallelujah, Jonathan.
Now, I don't know if this is the same person, but footsteps, you haven't put your name on here, but it says again, Richard is fighting for his life on a respirator in George, South Africa. So the same name, Richard, it could be the same person.
We just thank you for this miracle. In the name of Jesus, thank you for this miracle. Michael.
Todd, you had a word about a tumor, I believe it was.
A tumor, yes.
And he has a tumor on the brain right now.
I never had a word about a tumor on the brain, but I spoke about tumors being a curse. And I'm going to believe God that when I break the curse, your tumor will wither off the brain. You believe that?
Yes, I do.
In the name of Jesus, I break the curse. And I command the tumor to come off the brain. There goes. Oh, hallelujah. One more time. Shoot. Jesus' name. That's the anointing. There it goes. There it goes. Can you feel that? Do you feel something? When I pray for you, do you feel something?
Not really.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Lift your hands up like this. And just say, Jesus, let your presence fill me now.
Fill me now.
And thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For removing the tumor. There it goes. Power go through your body in Jesus' name. Jonathan.
So this girl's suffering with anxiety and breathing because her mother died and she's suffering as a result.
Jesus came for the suffering and the trauma and the pain and the grief. He took it all on the cross. And I command the grief, pain, and sorrow come out of your heart in Jesus' name. The anointing. Who's next?
So this man has a third generation diabetes.
A third generation diabetes. You need a new pancreas. We've been having diabetics getting healed in this revival, testifying diabetes being healed. I believe God can heal you tonight.
Okay.
Right now. Power of the Holy Spirit is on you. You feel that? That's the anointing. That's the anointing. Power of the Holy Spirit move to your body. Jesus, hallelujah. How many people have dealt with a generational family curse, a sickness passed down to the bloodline? Sons, daughters, grandsons. Would you stand up for a moment? I see a cancer in the blood. Could be a leukemia, but a cancer cells in the blood. Does that make sense for anybody in the room, in their family? The cancer. It's a curse of cancer, generational cancer passed down on the mother's side. Is that you? I just break that thing over you right now in Jesus' name. The generational curse of death and cancer on the mother's side, blood cancer, I just command it to be healed right now. I just break its power. You're free in Jesus' name. All over this room, Lord, we command the generational curse of infirmity and sickness passed down through the bloodline. We command every generational infirmity break in Jesus' mighty name and loose in Jesus' mighty name and heal in Jesus' mighty name. Let every generational curse of infirmity and sickness be broken now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Believe God. Somebody needs a new bladder. Might have had to have a surgery. Who is that? I see like a fallen bladder that the Lord's going to give somebody a new bladder right now. Come forward. Yes.
Hand side of
you
his
got
body.
Pain in your left kidney?
At night, yes.
At night?
Yeah, well,
Lord, I had a word of knowledge about the kidney being restored. So according to the word of the Lord, power flow through your kidneys in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, especially the left kidney. Power in Jesus' name. There goes. Somebody else just got healed watching of bleeding ulcers. There is somebody in the room. Somebody in the room with a nerve damage in the right leg goes all the way to your feet and toes. Who is that? Somebody in the room with the nerve all the way from your hip to your foot, the nerve damage in the right leg. I see a weakness in the right leg. If that's you and you stand up, God's healing you right now of a sciatic nerve. That's what it is. It's a sciatic nerve on the right side of your body. And the heat's going to pass through your leg. Can you step out into the aisle, please? Can you step out into the aisle? The Lord's going to heal you. I feel a burning in the bottom of my foot right now. That's the healing anointing coming over your leg right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I just command the nerve damaged in your right leg all the way to your ankle and your foot. There it goes. Power begin to move. There it goes. There you go. There it is. You just got healed in the name of Jesus. That was a word from the Lord, and she's getting her miracle. Come on, give Jesus a mighty shout tonight. And I have a specific word about somebody else here tonight that has a blocking, like a growth or a tumor in the right ear. Something's blocking the hearing on the right ear. I just feel like the Lord's going to remove a growth or a tumor.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Something that's damaged your ability to hear on the right ear. Does that make sense? If that's you, I want you to stand up. Who is that you? Is that you? Anybody? Who is that? The right ear. You need to stand up. I just acknowledge that. And I also had a word about an eye surgery. Could be watching me tonight on the television. Optic nerve of the left eye, optic nerve, pain around the eye, something to do with the optic nerve, a surgery on the eye. I see the Lord touching and restoring the vision in your left eye. Your left eye is vibrating. God's healing the optic nerve right now. If that's you, put your hand up on your eye, and it's going to vibrate under the power of God. The pain around the eye, the optic nerve healing. It's a creative miracle right now where the optic nerve was disconnected. Something happened with the nerve in your eye. God's healing it right now. Could be watching me in the name of Jesus. You could be in the auditorium right now, and you just put your hand up on your left eye, and your eyesight's going to come back. The pain's going to leave your eye, and there's healing right now in Jesus' name. We just speak that word. Michael, what's happening here?
The prayer lines, they're filling up. People are so hungry. They're pressing in. But this lady, she's responding to the word you had about nerve damage in down the leg.
It's going to be healed now in Jesus' mighty name. Never suffer again. Fire go through your nerve right now in Jesus' name. Do you have pain in your leg when you came up here?
Yes, it's normal.
You normally have pain.
Yeah.
Can you walk a little bit on it?
Yes.
Can you feel anything as I'm praying moving in your body? Fire, heat, electricity?
I've got feeling in my toes.
Do you feel any pain right now?
No.
It's gone.
Yes.
Because Jesus has healed the nerve in your leg. Hallelujah. Wow. Listen to this word. It's like a curse. I talked about the inflammation, like a skin disorder. Somebody has pretty severe, what do they call it? Psoriasis. And you're watching over your chest and over your arms. I feel a burning sensation on my skin, and I just want to pray right now that the curse of skin disorder and psoriasis be broken now in the name of Jesus Christ. I break and rebuke the curse of psoriasis in Jesus' name now. Somebody's getting healed of it.
These four all have anxiety problems, Todd.
Just
all
lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Just close your eyes. Oh, Jesus, the torment, the fear, all of it's going to break over them. I need the anointing Holy Ghost to break its power in Jesus' mighty name. Loose the anointing over her right now. And we just break it out. There it goes. I didn't even get to touch her. Lord, there's power flowing in the name of Jesus. Power flowing in the name of Jesus. Oh, there you go. Break its power over you. Father, it's a demonic thing. That's why I came back to you. Close your eyes for a moment. I command this demonic, I know what it is. You don't even need to tell me. I command it to come off of you now. Cleanse her, Jesus. Yeah, you can give Jesus a mighty shout. I'm telling you, you're watching tonight. It's just healing and deliverance and miracles tonight. I'm just moving in the word of knowledge. I'm not going to preach. We're just going to keep moving in this flow of miracles. People are coming up on the platform to testify, to get healed, responding. And if you're in your living room watching and you're being healed, something's happening, send us an email, awakening@god.tv. Reach out right now and put in the subject line, healing now or life and death. You want to respond to a specific word. I also had a word from the Lord tonight about internal bleeding in the stomach, something to do with the lower abdomen and an internal bleeding in the stomach. If that's you right now, I see a bleeding in the bowels and something happened, like a blunt trauma, maybe a car accident, and the steering wheel, you hit your stomach, your abdomen, and now you've had a stomach disorder and a bleeding. I want to pray for you right now in Jesus' mighty name. And then I got a name from the Lord. Now, the last time I gave a name, people started responding all over the world, but it was so specific, it could be your daughter. The Lord spoke to me about a 14, 15-year-old girl that's been suffering. I believe it has to do with her breathing and lungs, like a chronic asthma. But I got this name from the Lord. It was Kylie, or it could be pronounced Kaylee. And I prayed for this young woman, and the power of God touched her mightily. Does that make sense to anybody in the room here tonight? I'm going to pray for that, but you could be watching and you can respond. But Jonathan, what's happening here right now?
Life and death. Do you know what? There are so many life and death messages tonight, Todd. I've got somebody here, Brian in Plattenberg Bay with emphysema. He's on a respirator. It's life and death. We've got children in life and death situations as well coming in from India, from the UK, from all over the world right now. So if we generally
cover
them.
Stand up again. Stretch forth your hands to a camera in the building tonight. We're just flowing in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We're going to be here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Pretoria Showgrounds. You're going to want to come and get in this anointing. Believe God with us. But I'm praying right now, everybody in this building, take one moment, lift up your voice and say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we command every spirit of death, life and death, every curse of death to be broken now over the children, resurrection, resurrection life, and the power of emphysema be healed in the lungs now in the name of Jesus, and cancer healing now in the name of Jesus. Let life and death, let life, resurrection power flow, and we break and rebuke the spirit of death and break the power of witchcraft in Jesus' name.
Michael, what's happening?
Well, these girls, tons of people are responding to this word.
Just bring them on out onto the platform
about
here.
Night terrors in the night, dreams, waking up, not able to breathe.
Listen, the power of God is moving. All three of you can come stand right here, facing me right here, facing me right here. How many of you believe tonight's the night Jesus is setting captives free? Torment, suffering, night terrors. I command this power to break over you right now in Jesus' name. This power to break over you. The power to break over you in Jesus' name. Command fear, chronic fear in the night. I command this spirit to break off you now in Jesus Christ's name. Power flow through your body. Let me tell you a story. This happened in Tonga. I'd never seen it before. They told me it's common in South Africa. They said the witches or the witch doctors, I don't know how it works, whether it's a demon or a spirit, or I saw it two times in Tonga. And the children were being visited by demons in the night, and the demons were having them do things. The demons were having the children do things. One girl went through a major deliverance, one of the strongest deliverances I had ever seen. She said when this demon came, it was like a little boy that would sit and have conversations with her at night. That spirit manifested. It was the voice of a boy, like a demon, when we cast it out of this girl, and she was set free. She was violently tormented for 16 years. And then they brought another young girl, and she was prayed for, and she fell on the ground and had a vision of Jesus. When she had the vision of Jesus, Jesus came and said, those demons that are coming to you in the night by the witches are no longer going to visit you and you have nothing to fear. I was thinking about that tonight. They said it's common in South Africa, many other countries in Africa. If you have a child right now, maybe they're not in the meeting, but there's been some things happening like this. Stand up. If there's anybody in the room, I only would call it out because the Lord's speaking to me about it. The Lord's speaking to me about it. He wants to shut a door. You understand what I'm telling you? It's happening to your children. I command this demonic power and torment to stop. And I command this curse to be broken. And I shut the door in Jesus' name. I shut the door against that demonic power that's tormenting your child in the night. In Jesus' mighty name, it's broken now in Jesus' name. And I disassign. Lord, I pray an angel of the Lord would be assigned to that child now in Jesus' mighty name. How many of you have heard of things like this happening? Hallelujah. It's broken tonight. Over there, you have a situation. Lift your hands up. Come on, we're praying for you right now. We just command that power to be broken. That fear, that demonic power that's coming to your
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Children, I break it in Jesus' name, and I shut the door, and we just release, Lord, let there be a release of an angel assigned to that child now, and it'll stop in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, who's this?
Todd, this man has problems with night terrors, visitations
Lift
in the night, etc.
Demonic visitation. Oh, Lord, tonight's the night of deliverance. Oh, halalabasata, shabalalabasata, shabalalabasata, shabalalabasata. I love casting out devils. Listen, church, listen, we're going to do something right now because the power of God's moving and I don't want to stop. This is a unique meeting tonight, different than all 45 days. And after this thing is dealt with tonight, you watch how the power of God's going to ramp up in the next few days. Even here in Pretoria, the momentum coming out of tonight, I'm telling you every time. But we're going to have the ushers come forward. We're going to receive an offering tonight. We're going to ask you to sow into the power of God. Give thanks with your giving tonight. I'm going to receive the offering even as I continue to minister on the platform. Many of you are being blessed. Many of you are being blessed by what you're watching and seeing tonight. And the healing awakening has been coming into your home. Some of you have been watching for 45 days. You've been watching since we were in Tonga. Maybe you're watching tonight for the first time, God TV, or you're on God.TV, the website, watching, and you're believing God for a miracle or a healing, and you're being blessed by what's happening in the room right now. We're going to ask our partners and friends all over the world if you would sow into revival and bless what's happening here in Africa. This is good ground, and I want you to give because you have to. I want you to give because you believe in what Jesus is wanting to release in this nation, and you're sowing, believing God for a breakthrough and a healing in your life. So I'm going to have the ushers come forward right now, and we're going to receive our offering. If you could just prepare your offering right now while the power of God's moving, while we're hearing testimonies and praying for people, pick up the telephone, call the number that's on the screen right now, and say, I'm standing with you, Wendy, Rory, God TV. I want to see what's happening in Africa. Go live to the nations. I'm sowing into this. I'm believing God for my miracle, my breakthrough. I'm asking the audience around the world, could you help us tonight? Could you sow into Revival Africa tonight? Thank you for your best gift tonight. Wherever you're watching tonight, just go on the website and sow a seed tonight and say thank you. Sow into the power of God. Sow into the glory as we continue to pray for people on the platform, as miracles continue to happen and testimonies and deliverance. Just sow into the glory. Thank you for responding right now. You can fill in the information on the screen. Online secure giving tonight. Pick up the telephone. Call the number on the screen. Say, Todd, I want to give $100, $1,000, $10,000, whatever you can do to help us with revival here on the ground in Africa and in the room tonight. Hold your offering in your hand. Lord, I pray that you multiply every seed that's about to be sown, that you bless every seed that's about to be sown. And we thank you for a mighty harvest. We're sowing into the power of God. We're sowing, giving thanks with our giving tonight. tonight, God, here on the ground in Pretoria. And we're asking, Lord, for a financial breakthrough. We need a financial breakthrough. We need people all over the world to partner and sow into what's happening in Africa. God, we thank you that people love to see your glory poured out in the nations and that people are responding right now. God, bless them in their giving tonight. Let there be a release of financial miracles, financial healing. Break the curse of poverty that's come over people, God, where it's a curse. Break it in the name of Jesus. And thank you as people begin to sow seeds into revival right now. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the breakthroughs that are coming. Let's just worship the Lord with our giving. God bless you as you give tonight. And let's just keep praying for people. Let's just keep bringing them up.
Well, this is truly a unique service, as Todd has said, a unique meeting. We're seeing people here, delivered right here on the stage, and I believe it. We're getting emails coming in. Jens has them here, messages coming in of people receiving the same thing all around the world. And it's just awesome. It's absolutely awesome what's going on here. And we need you to respond to us financially. Yep. It's through your gifts, through your financial support that we can continue to do this and be here and bring it into your living rooms all around the world. Jens, it's truly, it's just the atmosphere here is amazing tonight.
Absolutely. God is really moving. And you know, I've just arrived yesterday, and on the ground, everyone is stretched to the limit in the God TV team, and everyone is doing whatever they can to make sure that we can continue to bring this move of God to the nations. And that's because we are stretching ourselves. Yeah. We want to challenge you to maybe stretch yourself financially, to really step in the gap so that more people will be able to experience deliverance, experience healing, experience revival. So that's why we boldly ask you that today to give to this revival, to give to God TV. There are several ways you can do it. You can go to the website, God.tv, and there's a button on the top right-hand corner saying donate. Simply click on the button, and it takes you through, and you can fill out the amount, the currency. You can give via credit card. You can also ring the number on the screen. You can do a bank transfer. If you go to a website, the information for the German bank account, all the various bank accounts around the world.
Send us a check. They can send us a check.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
You can send us a check in the mail. That's absolutely fine. In South Africa and also in Kenya, you can donate via mobile phone. Yeah. So there's many, many ways to connect. But we just ask you, don't miss it. Don't miss tonight. Connect with us. Support us financially. As Jens says, we're doing all that we can to just bring this to you every night, doing all that we can on the ground. But we need you to support us. We need you to stand with us. And we know that you are, but continue to do it so we can continue with Todd here.
I want to challenge the UK and the US especially. UK, US, I want to thank you for your faithfulness, for your faithfulness. We need you to stand so that we can take it to the nations. You are missionaries, and that's what we want to be together with you. So give now, ring the number on the screen, go online, whatever you want to do, whatever God's speaking to you. Now's the time. Let's go back.
Lord, we release tonight into the atmosphere this anointing for healing. That we're under the cloud tonight for just miracles, deliverance. Your power is flowing. We're just going to continue in this flow of the Holy Ghost. People are going to get healed tonight watching. People are going to get healed tonight in their seats. So the power of God is moving now. I want everybody to stand to their feet. Let's believe God right now. Let's ask for healing right now. Standing in your living rooms, touching the television, touching the computer. We're going to start praying right now. I'm just going to give one moment for the Holy Ghost to just begin to move right now. Things are open in the spirit realm. And we just say, in the name of Jesus, we command, Father, we pray for the healing of every sickness right now, the healing of every disease right now. God, you're touching somebody in their spinal cord. You're healing scoliosis right now. A crooked spine is being made straight right now. Bleeding ulcers are being healed right now. The power of God is moving in your hip. God's touching your hips right now. The pelvic bone is being healed right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just command all over this room, living rooms, watching around the world, that this healing anointing just move, coming into the lungs. Now you're beginning to breathe right now. Chronic asthma healing right now in the name of Jesus. And the Lord's touching somebody's right shoulder. The nerve goes all the way from your right shoulder to your hands. The Lord's healing your right arm right now, your right hand right now. Lord, we command arthritis to come out of the bones. We command chronic weakness and fatigue and fibromyalgia to be healed right now. Lord, we release it into the atmosphere. We command every pain in the body, people addicted to medication, pain medication, to be set free right now. Lord, we break its power and we release healing right now. We say, let it burn. Let the healing anointing burn in people's bodies now in the name of Jesus. Whew, and if you're feeling something, heat, just start moving your body. Do something you couldn't do before. Just start responding to that anointing. If you're feeling the Lord's touching you right now, just come out of your seat and just come to the altar. Tell us what's happening right now. Many people, if you're being healed watching, send us a testimony. Put healing now in the subject line, awakening at God.tv. We're going to keep flowing in this anointing. Tell me what's happening here.
Todd, she's had three generations of this. It's deafness and nervousness.
And you lost some hearing.
It's deafness. They call it like...
It's going to go tonight. Your ears are going to come back. Your hearing's going to be restored. There goes power. There goes in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Come right out over here. Come on right over here. They're too close to the backstage. Tell me what's wrong. What's wrong, young man? Mm-hmm. You need me to pray for you. Is it terror? Is it, what is it?
Sorry, I'm Afrikaans.
Pardon me?
Yes. Okay, yeah. I seen the moon.
He sees demons at night.
Let me pray for you, okay? Father, I just command in the name of Jesus Christ the peace of the Holy Spirit come over you. Power flow, there it goes. He's tormented in the night. But not anymore. Ha 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 ha. The anointing.
Todd, this little girl's responding. She just told me in my ear. She says, I have asthma. Jesus,
lift your hands up. Say, Jesus, heal my asthma.
Heal my asthma.
When I touched her, you feel the presence of God in the room right now? Something just changed. I need people to believe with me for something right now. Two things. I felt the presence of God come. Put your hand on your head or your child. But I just saw the Lord healing learning disabilities. I'm not going to pray on the platform, but I'm just going to speak it out. Because somebody's being healed. Attention deficit disorder, autism, the speech is coming back, deaf and dumb spirit being broken, dyslexia, things that are turned upside down, memory conditions, even mental illness, bipolar, schizophrenia. I see the Lord touching the mind. People in their living rooms watching, you're in front of the television, put your hand on your child, and learning disabilities are being healed right now. I just saw the power of God come and touch the part of the brain that's been affected so that the child can't grow and develop and learn and speak. I see the Lord healing many, many, many right now in the name of Jesus. Every learning disability, autism, bipolar, schizophrenia, learning disabilities, dyslexia, attention deficit disorder, memory loss, healing now in the name of Jesus. I see the power of God coming over the mind, the power of God coming over the mind right now. We just release it. And I see somebody, I don't know if they're watching me, in a mental hospital, a mental institution, but somebody in your family, you've got, it's a young man, it's, it could be your nephew, is in a mental hospital, and I see the Lord touching his mind and setting him free. It's the first time I've seen it in 45 days, but the power of God is coming into the mental hospital, into the mental institution, and somebody's going to be delivered. This young man's not even 23 years old, but I command the demonic power and voices to stop, and I say, Lord, let this young man come back into his right mind. I see this young man coming back into his right mind right now and coming out of the mental hospital in Jesus' name. Somebody receive that word. If you know who I'm talking about, come forward quickly. But the power of God is moving right now. Mental illness, insanity, and madness can be healed right now. I command mental illness, insanity, and madness, the curse, to be broken in Jesus' name. And I command you to come into your right mind. Many people are coming into their right mind in Jesus' name. Whew, it was like this open vision I had of a young man. I believe he's black, Indian, or African, not even 23 years old, been in and out of mental hospitals, mental institutions. He's going to be set free and testify of the power of God. Jonathan, what's happening here?
Todd, this one person, Diloshni, I don't know if I can say it right, she's emailed in probably about 15 times tonight.
She's desperate.
Desperate for a husband who's got stage 5 kidney failure. She's desperate.
Come on, everybody, one more moment. Pray for this healing. 15 times. That's faith, woman. That's faith. You reached out to me 15 times. I'm going to command in the name of Jesus stage 5 kidney failure healing. God, I pray for stage 5 kidney failure healing. A miracle to happen in her husband's kidneys right now. No limit to the power and presence of the Holy Spirit moving into that home, moving into that living room. There's burning and heat coming into the kidneys. I command the kidney to function now. Kidneys function now. In the name of Jesus, release the anointing now. In the name of Jesus. We really do get your prayer requests. You could send them awakening@god.tv. Put life and death in the subject line. If it's a situation you believe in God, as you're watching tonight live, Healing Awakening from Pretoria, South Africa, we're getting these testimonies right now. God bless you as you're responding. And Michael, what's happening here?
So this lady, she's had a stroke 6 years ago. And
six
it's left
years
her
ago.
Paralyzed this whole right side of the body.
Lord, I pray for the part of her brain that was damaged and bleeding from a stroke to receive healing tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to touch the part of her brain bleeding and damaged by stroke tonight. Power of the Holy Spirit move through you right now. Let the recovery begin. Supernatural recovery to the part of the brain that was bleeding. Father, in Jesus' name, touch that brain. Touch that. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Oh, there it goes. Hallelujah. Jonathan.
So this is this girl standing in for a sister. She's got a photograph. Her sister's in ICU. She's dying of a condition called Steven Johnson syndrome.
That's faith. Coming in faith. Praying for somebody in intensive care at the hospital right now. You're watching. Come on, let's believe God. Reach out, grab your television, and begin to pray for this woman. All over the auditorium, we're praying for this young woman right now in this hospital. Life and death situation right now. Right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that the anointing flowing tonight to break the curse of death and sickness and infirmity begin to flow right now, that this lady, this young woman, would receive resurrection power in Jesus Christ's name. We release the anointing on it right now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, Michael. We have just a few more moments tonight. If you're watching the broadcast, we're live tonight from the Pretoria Showgrounds. If you're in South Africa, you're in Johannesburg, come and join us Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Be a part of what God is doing in this place. The anointing is growing. I'm telling you, something is coming out of what's happening here tonight. But you have just a few more moments to respond. If you're watching, send your prayer request. Pick up the telephone. Call the number that's on the screen. Respond to what's happening tonight. If God's touched you and healed you tonight, send us a testimony. Tell us what happened. But we really do want to pray with you. In the next few moments, we'll be live here tomorrow night and all weekend. Hallelujah. What's happening over here now, Jonathan? We got just a few more moments
on
the live broadcast.
Todd, look at this. This person is so desperate. This email is
huge. Look at this. I am desperate for a miracle in my life.
Desperate. Look at this. 4 years ago, contracted TB meningitis, and she was in a coma.
Was in a coma.
She's from Durban, South Africa. Hushila, I think the name is. She's absolutely desperate. Look at that email.
It's amazing. Right now, they're responding. Come on, everybody, lift up your voice, and we're praying for a miracle to happen in the name of Jesus. A miracle in Durban, South Africa. We got that email right now. You're desperate for a miracle. You are in a coma. I command the healing restoration power of Jesus Christ to come into your body. I agree together right now with people praying all over the world that this woman will be raised up by resurrection life and power in the mighty name of Jesus. We release that anointing now. There's one more here.
Todd, you had a word earlier about eternal bleeding.
Yes.
This is the woman that's responding for the eternal bleeding.
The internal bleeding in the stomach, right? You'll never suffer again in Jesus' mighty name. We just release your power in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody stand to their feet for a moment. Stretch forth your hands to the cameras. As we're about to go off of the air, let's pray for this last minute. This last minute, touch the television, touch the computer right now. This healing is flowing tonight all the way from Pretoria. Lord, like a mighty river into every living room, like a mighty river into every home watching right now. We release your mighty presence and we release your mighty power. We thank you for every deliverance, the breaking of every curse, the breaking of the power of witchcraft, the healing, the release of resurrection life. And we release the blessing tonight into every home watching. Let the fire of God come upon them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we bless you tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow. Hallelujah. Everybody shout out the name of Jesus.
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third Great Awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio. We'll be right back.